From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Voting is underway in Catalonia in a banned independence referendum while police seized the ballots of at least one polling station. Spain's Interior Ministry said on Twitter the first ballot boxes and ballots had been seized. The Twitter said more would be snatched as police continue their deployment in Catalonia. Catalonia's regional government said it would allow voters in Sunday's banned independence referendum to vote at any polling station they found open in the region if their designated voting booth was closed. Spain's constitutional court suspended the vote, and the Spanish central government says the vote is illegal. The U.S. State Department says North Korea is showing no interest in pursuing talks on its nuclear and missile programs. The State Department said on Saturday, after Secretary of State Rex Tillerson acknowledged the United States was communicating directly with Pyongyang. Tillerson departed China Saturday evening after meeting top Chinese officials, including President Xi Jinping, to seek cooperation on a maximum pressure campaign against the Democratic Republic, People's Republic of North Korea, that is. Xi shared his thoughts on President Donald Trump's upcoming Asia trip.
I believe President Trump's upcoming visit to China is an important opportunity for furthering the China-U.S. relationship, and I hope the teams from both sides will make full preparation for this important event. I believe his visit will be a special, wonderful, and successful one.
President Xi Jinping. Iran, Iraq, Turkey, three countries with large Kurdish populations imposing restrictions on Kurdish-Iraqi Kurds following the independence referendum this week. This is VOA News. A bilateral ceasefire agreement between Colombia's government and the country's last active guerrilla group, the National Liberation Army, or ELN, takes effect Sunday. Marissa Melton has more on the story.
The head of the ELN, Nicolas Rodriguez, in a rare video Friday, was shown ordering rebels to stand down ahead of the ceasefire commencing Sunday. Rodriguez expressed confidence that about 1,500 rebels belonging to ELN would obey orders not to attack government troops or take other offensive actions banned by the ceasefire. Friday, President Juan Manuel Santos signed a decree ordering troops not to attack the ELN rebels once the temporary ceasefire takes effect. The ceasefire will initially last until January 9th, after which it can be renewed by mutual consent. The truce is to be monitored by observers from the United Nations, assisted by the Roman Catholic Church. The ELN is considered a terrorist group by the United States and European Union. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Almost a week and a half after Hurricane Maria devastated Puerto Rico, about half of the island's 3.4 million residents still lack access to clean drinking water. This according to the U.S. Department of Defense, while 95% remain without power. Puerto Rican Governor Ricardo Rosello noted, however, that some recovery has been made. He said 51 of the island's 60 hospitals now open, and airports and seaports are receiving shipments. President Donald Trump is set to visit Puerto Rico this week and get a first-hand look at the devastation and recovery efforts. The Trump administration has been widely criticized on the island and across the U.S. for its alleged slow response. Former U.S. football star O.J. Simpson has been released from a Nevada prison after serving 9 years for armed robbery. A Nevada state prison spokeswoman said Simpson was released early Sunday. Simpson was sent to prison in Nevada for a botched hotel heist of sports memorabilia 12 years after he was acquitted of killing his ex-wife and her male friend. Simpson said he wants to move to Florida to be near family and friends. Iranian diplomats say they expect President Trump to abandon the international deal restricting Tehran's nuclear activities. They are intensifying their lobbying of European governments, especially the signatories to the agreement, France, Britain, Germany, hoping they can dissuade the U.S. administration from repudiating the agreement. The Iranians say if Europe and the other signatories, Russia and China, stick with the deal and don't join a renewed sanctions regime, then Tehran will continue to adhere to the agreement. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.